Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Part one. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, you're here with another episode of John and Scott. I'm filling in for John and Scott. This is Marty, and with me is...
This is Phil, yeah, sitting across the room here.
Yeah, we both got our socks off in John's house, but he's not home because John and Scott went on a ski trip. Unfortunately, there was no snow, and Scott couldn't figure out that you're not allowed to go down that mountain with no snow. Well, we hope you get better soon, Scott. I'm going to turn it over to Phil because he's had some tequila, and he's not half as shy as I am.
Well, yeah, I found that PSA very, very informative and helpful. I'm going to take heed to the advice there.
What the hell is a PSA, Phil? What's all the acronyms?
That's public service announcement. Oh. Right. We are not alone here, but the booze is with us. Chime in anytime.
We are not alone. Is this like one of those alien shows?
We
alien
suck.
Calling?
We are not alone. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 74, part one.
74, part one, John. We got two very special guests.
Very special guests, yes.
As mentioned in the beginning of part one, Marty is here and Phil. Now, is Brian showing up later?
I believe so.
He might be banging on the door outside.
Right now, yeah.
And if you're new to this podcast, or even if you're not, this is the closest thing to a catheter reunion you're going to find.
Yeah, pretty much.
Catheter was a band that Marty, Phil, John were in. I put together an outstanding documentary that you can find on Google Video.
Yeah.
Or you can find it on our own website.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
About the coming out party for Catheter to the CD release.
Yeah, right.
And John quit the band.
All those many
I didn't
years,
quit.
Many years ago.
Marty went to the Air Force.
So Marty
it's
left.
It's all Marty's
band.
Fault.
Marty left?
I couldn't handle the pressure of success.
He couldn't take it.
Well, that's the only reason I filmed the documentary, because I was going to ride your coattails to success. And then you quit the band, John.
You're going to ride my coattails?
Yeah, I mentioned this in other podcasts. I always felt like the sixth member.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sixth member. Sixth like Stu Sutcliffe.
Member.
Of Catheter. That's right.
That's
all right, now, I've been jonesing to get Marty in on the podcast. You know why,
yeah.
John?
Why?
First of all, because he's a vet, right? You're a veteran?
That's true.
Veteran.
And I won a medal today. We'll talk about it later.
He won a medal today. Wow.
That's out of sight.
I was awarded. I didn't win nothing.
Also.
And the winner goes to Marty.
Also, Marty is a Bush apologist, and we love Bush apologists.
Yes.
Don't we, John?
We have, that's all we ever have on the show.
That's right. I apologize for the president.
In addition to that, he's also a big fan of Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he can try to explain that to us.
You can explain it to me.
Oh, you liar.
And probably the most important, he is the ex-guitar player of Catheter.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be jamming tonight, right?
Yeah. I think so.
If
you haven't brought me to tears.
I didn't know. I voted before him before I voted against him. We are also ex-members of a Kangaroo Court, so we're all veterans.
Yes, we're
of
actually
that
veterans
war.
Of Kangaroo Court.
You guys are in Kangaroo
that's
Court.
Right. Absolutely. That's right.
Wow. Whoa. Well, this is a Kangaroo Court reunion, too. Brian shows up, he was never in Kangaroo Court, was he?
No, he just ran the board.
He ran the board.
Yeah.
And occasionally said, "You do it!"
Bug you!
Now, speaking of Kangaroo Court, we had a gig, John, on October 28th. Both Marty and Phil came out to that gig.
Yeah.
And maybe now they could give us an honest critique of the band.
Of the show.
Of the show.
I wanted to fuck both of you.
Start with Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
You know what?
10-4.
I thought the originality was lacking.
What?
But, because you didn't play any original songs.
Oh,
but,
right. We did.
Did you?
No, did we?
I don't know.
No, we didn't.
I was annihilated. I had my arm on Phil's shoulder most of the night going, "I'm annihilated." And I was hitting on your wife, who has the most beautiful eyes. Actually, you've got pretty eyes too, John.
Who, my wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who? Oh, her. God. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Tell us about the girl whose boob fell out. Did you see that? Or did you just turn your back when that happened?
Oh, my.
Oh, the boob.
Yeah, the boob.
Oh, the boob. Yeah.
Did you see the boob?
I did, but I was still pissed off at the butterfly guy who was pissed off at me for not knowing who the hell he was.
Who was the butterfly guy?
Phil and I could never figure it out.
He was mad because you didn't understand what costume he was wearing?
No,
he had, there was a name on there like Magellan, like some sleep aid or something. Or Derigia, or I don't know.
You said
Ambien,
he was a fan.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, "Don't you know what this is?" I'm like, "Dude, no."
Relax, dude. You're the butterfly for the.
I'm like, are you like fairies from like Walt Disney or?
You bunch of fags.
They did call themselves fairies, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were fairies, some sort.
Some sort of fairies.
You guys were good, tight.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I thought, it was pretty consistent and energetic.
You know, if I were Barney in How I Met Your Mother, you guys were all up.
I love Phil's positive answer. You guys were consistent.
I thought he was going to sandwich it there, put something positive, and then give a little
two positives,
and then another positive, the sandwich.
You guys were consistent.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Consistently what? Good? Bad?
Horrible.
It doesn't matter. We were consistent, all right?
John. Yeah, you were consistent.
The crowd seemed to enjoy you. And that one chick who was just out of control.
Yeah.
She was in control.
I think if I had tequila, I probably could have nailed her.
She was the wild lone dancer. She was a professional dancer.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah.
I tipped her.
You tipped her?
Yeah, I have leprosy, so I gave her a tip.
Put the tip in her? You put the tip in her? Or what do you mean by tipped her?
I didn't do anything, okay? I didn't even talk to her. I didn't have any tequila, and I was scared.
Are you a Peter Pepper?
All right, so we introduced Marty. Now let's introduce Phil. Phil, what side of the fence are you on with the W's? Did you vote for W?
The W's. I've never voted for a W.
He never voted in his life.
Do you vote?
No, I do vote.
He votes. Okay, so he never voted for the W. I think that's the first person on our podcast that we've had that hasn't voted for the W. Tet anus.
No old Bush, no new Bush,
He doesn't like the Bush.
He's more of a dick guy.
I think I voted for the Clit Man.
The Clit Man, all right.
For Clint.
Now, not only that, John, but Phil not only plays bass, he plays drums and guitar.
Oh, yeah, and sings.
And sings.
I don't sing anymore.
He doesn't sing anymore.
I injured my voice.
I sprained it. Ouch.
He prolapsed his anus, and he doesn't sing anymore.
It was painful.
Yeah.
And I had a question for Phil, and now I forgot it. Oh, yeah. So now, Phil, you've been trying to try out for the Spasmatics.
Well,
what's going on?
I never tried out.
But you've been trying to try out.
Yeah, you know, my contact info was passed along to them as a potential sit-in drummer or bass.
Yeah, substitute drummer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think as it was said maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I'm washed up. I feel it now. I feel it. I'm washed up.
Did they say that?
You're the real deal.
No, I feel it. I say it.
Well, the Spasmatics, we never even see them anymore because they're playing. They have 3 steady gigs a week. So I don't even think they practice anymore. They just play gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to see them all the time. Now they're constantly playing gigs, man.
So maybe we should all go to a gig, like a Catheter Kangaroo Court reunion field trip. And go see him at Dirty Nelly's on Thursday nights?
Yeah, Thursday nights.
You should do a live podcast from there.
Yeah.
Right.
You could have Phil and I's remotes like on each side of the stage interviewing them during their sets breaks.
All right, so before we get into comments, so we have a lot of comments. It's a new month, and we're going to have our guests read the comments. But before we do
Did you say comments?
Yeah, I did say comments. But before we do that. Marty, I got this. I've been dying to ask you this question. When did the great band name High Speed Larry dawn on you?
It didn't dawn on me. It dawned on Phil or Morley a long time ago. I actually think Morley might have came up and Phil stole. Or what happened was Phil came up with it, but he said it really quietly.
Right.
Put it into Morley's brain. And he said it out loud.
Yeah.
So therefore, he should get the credit. Maybe, I don't know.
No, Phil said it.
Hold on, John. Let's get Phil's take. Phil's here. You don't have to speak.
I don't know.
Right
really,
here.
I don't know.
Oh, Phil? No. The name just came about as watching old Three Stooges episodes where they would speed up the film. And it was just funny because their voices would go into this high pitch.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah. I mean, it would turn into helium, you know. And Larry was just the funny one, and his voice always sounded funny.
Oh, I didn't think
so.
So
we called it High Speed Larry. My friend Tom Ackerman came up with the term, and it was just High Speed Larry. No, well, he's coming to get me.
So Tom Ackerman to Phil to John to Marty to High Speed Larry.
Well, I think John always thought it would be a good name for a band. So
now High Speed Larry is the band that formed after the breakup of Catheter.
And deformed.
And deformed. It no longer exists?
No, that's long gone.
Do you still have the webpage?
Yeah, because you never know.
You never know.
I save every website that I've ever come up with. It's only been... I didn't come up with that, so...
Yeah, you liar. It was Zach.
Every one I steal, I keep.
There you go.
So
just
musically,
say it.
Though, you're still
just
playing.
Say it.
Now, Phil, you mentioned to me that you're not playing bass anymore, really. You're just playing drums.
Well, I wouldn't say he was playing, Scott.
And you play with Marty.
We rarely play, and then when I do play...
I go, Phil, play it like Morley would.
And then I say...
And he goes,
no,
shut
I
up!
Don't say that.
I say, I could keep a beat.
Right. What the hell was that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
Next time, do that in my mouth.
What's your fucking point?
Yeah. So, no, we're jamming very, very infrequently, and...
Where do you get together?
Marty's basement.
Marty's basement.
I nice. now have electric drum envy because of John's kit.
And you have electric drums, right?
But I have $500 more in my pocket than he has now.
Five. Nice. That's true. That's true. I got the wrong head or whatever you call it. Wrong.
Okay.
Whatever you call it. What the hell do you call that damn thing? The module.
Oh, the module. Yeah.
Yeah.
The software.
Yeah, it's a piece of hardware that delivers
hardware
the software.
It's a preamp or whatever.
Yeah.
The sound processor.
Right, right. Now,
thing.
Right.
The really exciting thing about having Marty and Phil here is at the beginning of part two, it's our live jam. It's our new tradition, John. And Marty and Phil and John will be...
We could bring in guest jammers.
Guest jammers.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. No doubt.
Oh my! So I'm psyched about that.
Where are you getting all those sounds? Stop it! Where are those coming
I don't know
from?
Where are they coming from, man?
Tet. Tet anus.
All right, I think we can turn it over to Marty and Phil to read comments. You want to give them a comment backing track, John?
Sure. Here we go.
Why don't you start off, Phil?
Okay. Hey, John and Scott. I'm still listening to your sexy voices. Mwah! That was submitted by Belle.Marie. Well, we
can't... You suck dicks!
Don't want to give anything away there.
Well, let me read this one off. Called PCA! Go, go, Gadget Jam! A welcome return! Green Day never sounded so damn good, and I mean that. TTN for the tech win! He could go all the way. Submitted by Poet66D at on 11-2006 parentheses dot 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 dot. Over to you, Phil.
Double team. It's not just a tribute. You gotta believe me. It's more like a double team. Sex supreme. Double loving from the nobodies. Peace out, Kelly.
Super show. Barry Edwards, 19.
Hold on. Can you turn my headphones down a little bit, John?
Why? Did they just go through your skull?
Yeah, I think I saw his hair grow out.
You all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
John the next. And Scott are a bunch of fag-enabling fools.
I heard that.
Where'd that come from? Stop that. There's voices in my head.
Stop that.
To the greatest netcast in the world, this is just a tribute submitted by Nobody's 37.
Oh, just a tribute. Get it? Like the Jack Black?
Hey, you guys rock. Wow. Are you guys really a band? You know, you should go down to HB, man. They really grind on you. No, I threw that in.
They really grind on you.
Smuck jug. What the hell is that? Play some sound behind that when I say that. Smuck jug.
What's that from, Steve Smuck?
No. Play the tit one. I'll say it again. Smuck jug.
Fuck you.
No, the tit one. Oh. Smuck jug. There you go.
Ted anus.
Here we come. Here we come again. Ted anus. I was laughing so hard. I think I developed a case of Ted anus. Submitted by Flem Livet.
Flem Livet. Who's that?
I don't know.
Flem Livet? Isn't that what Scott's drinking?
Big listeners.
Flem Livet.
How about this one? La 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 la. Another month. Another. But what? And what's in it for me exactly? That's submitted by Tremble. Play the tit thing again. Back to you, Phil. All right, enough with the voices. Okay.
Tet anus.
My vote. You two always get my vote as the number one podcast.
So
you fucking
sexy.
Rule.
So sexy. Though.
Keep it real, real stupid. Swiller. This is you. Shh. Oh. Rewind the tape and take that part out.
Kabonk.
Godless sodomites. You guys butchered Green Day more efficiently than Vlad the Impaler. You fag-enabling fools.
John by and Scott are a bunch of fag-enabling fools.
Hallelujah in excelsis. Here's a monthly votette from the only podcast that's better than yours in the potosphere. And yes, I did just say potosphere like the git that I am. Polybx, punky.
Punky.
Not bad. From Tom on MySpace. Hey, guys. Still haven't been added to the forum. I sent you my user ID, but you may not have gotten it, so I'll send it again. It's JTM223.
Why don't you just put, why won't you call me at the end of it?
Is that
actually, hey. I put that as a note to Scott.
I think it's from a good friend.
But that's okay.
So all right, the next one here. On. Still listening. Page one. Over. That's all I got.
What was that... That note that John left for me, Phil?
JTM
223.
JTM223. I'll have you turned on today.
Nice.
Wait, you got all this technology and you're using a pen and paper? Where's I got PDA?
Are you guys done with comments?
Yes.
I got a couple. Daisy wrote, "Aw, poor TTN. It doesn't like seem no one is listening. I think it's just a few people have gone away. You should bring back some of the old subject matter, like talking about shit. Well, on the other hand, maybe not. Always shlistening, Daisy." And then we got another one. "Sorry, guys. My four-year-old daughter walked in as I started playing part two of the last podcast and says, 'That's not Green Day. That's some stupid boy singing.' Little did she know she was right."
That's right. I am a boy, John. Reminds me, I went to Benny's and the guy
submitted
carded
by Fat
me.
Boy, by the way.
And I pulled up my ID. I showed him the ID, and he's like, "64. I never would have guessed that."
I would have guessed 57.
Then he slid his phone number over to me.
Yeah, he slid his wrist, probably.
Right. I got some emails. Are you finished with comments?
Oh, God. Yeah.
But before we get to emails, I need to ask Marty a question.
Oh, God.
So, Marty, do you regret voting for the W? Not once, but twice?
No. Why would I?
Not at all?
Would it have been this entertaining this long if I hadn't?
Okay, we have entertainment value and then the future of the country.
Right.
The country will make it. The founding fathers were smart enough to write something so nobody could fuck it up that bad.
Well, the W is doing that.
No,
don't you
he's
pay attention?
Not.
I mean, our civil liberties are going away.
Yeah, our civil liberties. Why, are you making calls to Al-Qaeda?
It doesn't matter. They're listening
anyway. Hello, are you John and Scott? We
not
love your
that,
show. They're
Bush,
not allowed to listen to you
Bush
guys.
Can, sure they can't. They
no,
do.
They're not.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
I think in the Quran it says,
"This guy's so uninformed."
Not,
not only
I
that,
don't believe you.
The W can declare martial law whenever he feels like it now.
Any president can.
Not only that, he can declare you a terrorist for whatever reason. Who knows the reasoning?
You're a terrorist. You're raping
and
me
you
with your words.
And you can be detained intentionally, indefinitely. They'll send you to Gitmo.
Well, did you know
for no reason?
U.S. privacy protections rank among the worst in the democratic world, Scott.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a London-based privacy organization said Wednesday, Privacy International ranked 36 nations around the globe, including all European Union nations and other major democracies, and determined that in categories such as enforcement of privacy laws, the U.S. is on par with countries like China, Russia, and Malaysia.
That's great.
Yeah. So where do you think we should move?
That's fantastic.
You guys pick out the country, and I'll move with you guys.
We're not suggesting
we're suggesting a revolution, Marty.
We're suggesting
I concur with the veracity of your statement.
If the Democrats.
Thanks, veracity.
You want the Democrats? I don't want either one of them. I want them both
gone. I want the Democrats to take over the House and the Senate, because then they'll start investigating the W.
Well,
and
I don't really
he
care
won't
about
be able
that.
To, he won't be able to do anything anymore. He won't be able to get anything passed anymore.
Here's what I want.
I want
them all out.
Well, hey, that's absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Kick them all out.
But that ain't going to happen. So let's get back to reality. Get back from La La Land, okay?
Hey, I was thinking of something.
Wait a minute. You two couldn't. You guys could be president and vice president.
All right, let's get back from La La Land.
All right, then let's deal with the real issues. Is that what you're saying,
yeah,
John?
Yeah.
Because we're not dealing in hypotheticals.
That's right. We're total talk nonsense. This
I
is
have an idea,
shit.
Though. I think we should vote out no matter what. Even if they're doing the great job, whatever, vote them out.
Any incumbent.
Vote them out because then
yeah,
they
fuck
can't
them terms.
Build up
yeah.
Their network, their cronies,
right.
The payoffs.
Hey, I'd take a trip to Scotland if I was in there that long, wouldn't you? Go golfing? Why not?
I don't know.
I'd be more responsible.
Right, because you're there
not
to,
after 20 years of
fiscally.
Being like...
You're there to serve the people.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. Those
not
term,
yourself.
Those unlimited terms and are complete bullshit. Look at our mayor.
Look at our mayor.
Yeah.
And Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
Blogo Blitch. And now you got either Blogo or Judy Bart.
I'm voting for Judy Bart because she looks like a dyke and I'm for equal rights.
Ugh.
Nah.
Where are those two going to get their haircuts? That's what I want to know. I want a good-looking politician, damn it. I don't care about their policies. I want somebody like I can look at on the TV set.
Well, then
you must have cared about Bush's because you drove around with a big bumper sticker.
Oh, it didn't have really? A picture of his face on her.
He had a big bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was big. What it was like say? One of those blow-up ones. That
W.
Could...
Cheney?
I love you, W. I told Marty exactly why I hated the W, because I didn't like his dad, yeah. And that's good enough.
It was an excellent defense.
Excellent.
Actually, it took me like 6 months to break it out of him, and finally he broke down crying, it's because of his dad!
That's right.
And then we hugged, and everything was okay for a month and a half.
Hey, Scott, did you know U.S. press freedom rank drops? Freedom of the press has long been a venerated right guaranteed under the First Amendment and protected by the government. This long-held sentiment may no longer be as important to the U.S. government, at least according to Reporters Without Borders' Worldwide Press Freedom Index, which has dropped the U.S. a total of 36 places in the past few years. That would be like three during the W's
reign.
Well,
why wouldn't it? The W's got Gonzalez going after the press, saying that they're going to be arrested if they don't write nice stories. They pay for stories. They're in bed with the corporations, Rupert Murdoch.
Wait, tell me about the paid story. Who paid for what?
The W and the Republicans pay for stories coming out of Iraq. So they have a nice positive spin on them.
Right.
I thought you were going to mention my company, which got dinged.
What'd they get dinged for?
Don't name your company, Marty.
Don't name the company. Just say what they got dinged for.
An unknown company that won't be said got dinged for producing B-reels for the department of somewhere.
Oh,
in the government.
Catapulting the propaganda.
Right.
What's really funny is our company is totally hates George Bush, and I'm like, yeah, but here we are taking his money on the back end.
Well, that's capitalism.
Yeah.
But you stick up for him, right?
What?
The W.
Why do I have to stick up for him?
Well, you voted for him twice. You drive around with a damn bumper sticker on your car.
I drive around with a Raiders sticker on my car, too.
You stick up for them, too?
Oh, Lord.
What happened to the Bears tonight?
In the most recent edition alone, Worldwide Press Freedom Index 2006, the U.S. dropped 9 places, tying with Botswana, Croatia, and Tonga at 53. Finland, Iceland, Ireland, and the Netherlands tied for first, while North Korea came in last with 168.
Wow. Hey, do you have a map? Because I don't know where Botswana is.
It was on, I think it was on one of those fucking Survivor shows. Botswana.
Right. So there's like Survivor 8 people Botswana. There?
Yeah.
You will all shut up. I am in charge. I am king. I have the crown.
How about that, huh?
That's something else.
53.
How many countries were rated?
Well, 168.
Hey, that's not bad. That's like a C.
Well, you know, since we're forcing our own imperialistic view of democracy at the barrel of a gun in another country.
A C is good enough then, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
ABC, mm-hmm. You're one of the top three. That's Why what not? I told Zach in the email.
Fuck you.
Do the tit thing again.
All right. Speaking of email, that's an excellent segue, Marty.
That's
we
radio.
Got some email.
Email. Gabugly.
We got this one from Eric. Not from Eric tomorrow. Eric the listener.
Eric the listener.
What's going on, guys? Longtime listener. I was out for a while, and just this weekend I have caught up on the missed shows, so my message is a little behind. And then he gets all mushy, you know, he praises us and all that stuff. And then he says, okay, on with the mushy shit here. I got a few things to say. Number one, John's drumming is great and clean, like the Phil's, for example. I can say this shit because I've been playing for 20 years. Number two, I give shit or shinola 2 thumbs up.
Nice.
That means he could take it or leave it, right?
Yeah.
Number three.
No, he loves it.
2 thumbs up?
2.
Oh,
you dummy.
I'm thinking 2 out of 4. That's not right, but it's 2 thumbs up.
Nice.
I'm so stupid.
You're so stupid.
You
man.
Guys prob with religion is you're too fucking logical because you know too much about too much. I look at it like this myself. I can't see many things that you know is there. What do you have to lose just to have the faith in the event it all does exist? All right. So if anybody wants to try to explain what that means to me.
Well, you appreciate that.
The incoherent ramblings.
He must have heard that tequila commercial
before. Hey, come on. This is a fan.
Oh, we love you.
That's right.
Wait, he's your fan. He's not mine.
Fuck you.
All right, Eric, get back to us on number three. You need to expound on that. Give us an essay because none of us understand it. Number four, Scott, the extent of you English vocabulary is the highlight of the show. You fucking words up, etc. is the funniest shit. Woo! Number five, Scott, not only is your view of the W right, it's damn near factual.
Lee.
It's
out of sight.
Right on. Keep up the shit from Alabama. Goddamn. P.S. The live show idea I felt was a good one. What live show idea?
Us doing a live show. A live stream.
Oh, right. The live stream.
I did some research, man. It would be very expensive.
How expensive?
It's you'd have to like jump on board with other
yeah, forget
netcasts
that.
Because
that's not gonna happen.
The feeds for the live, it's like how many people can get on, so up to 10 it might be like $20 a month, but up to 100 then it gets up to like $100 a month, you know, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
So you got to find a buying co-op.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Hey, Bob.
We need to find an intern. That's what we need.
WOTB, Way of the Bob, tried to stay up and call us.
What happened?
He sent a message. It says, hey, was going to stay awake and call in, but I just woke up with dribble on my keyboard. Have a great show and love to Phil, Bob.
Nice.
Not you, Phil. You'll meet Phil later, the other Phil.
Hey, so you said it was $100 a month?
Something like that.
Why don't we hire an intern for $100 a month? That would be money well spent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I be your intern?
Scott, no, you gotta
Why
have
not?
Breasts.
I have breasts.
You do? I didn't know that was a qualification.
Well, what good is it then?
All right, I got this other email. This is from T-Bone.
T-Bone. We know
or is his
T-Bone.
Name Coco.
John and Scott, got to say that I'm enjoying the show more and more. I've told many people I can't about it. I heard the shout-out from the latest episode. I look forward to downloading the episodes every Monday or Tuesday to listen to my fucking long-ass commute from Bolingbrook to Rosemont. I swear I'm like a retard for this show. The only time I can really listen is in the car, and I'll skip listening to the news on those particular days. When I have the latest one, I'll get to work, and someone will be talking about something they heard all over the news, but I missed it because I'm trying to enjoy the latest episode of TTN. Anyways, please keep doing what you're doing. It's fucking great. Jesus Christ! That's from the T-Bone. Then T-Bone followed up shortly thereafter. Dudes, one other thing. Please try to keep the website up to date. I totally forgot about the Wabash tap gig and would have totally gone. I can't believe my lame-ass fucking brother didn't tell me about it.
You know his lame-ass fucking brother is here tonight.
He's sitting right across from me. Come on. Why didn't you tell T-Bone about the gig, Phil?
I only knew about it hours before it happened.
Hours before.
Because I called him.
No, but he wouldn't. Oh, man, he wouldn't come out. Oh, man, I'm too tired. I got to drive for hours.
I got to drive to fucking Bolingbrook.
It's me, T-Bone.
But he's a supporter of the show.
Well, T-Bone's got to come on the show then. Bolingbrook's pretty far, though.
How far is Bolingbrook?
No, it's not far. It's 45 minutes. Not even.
Yeah.
You could Skype in.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you guys have an English guy Skype in?
Mm-hmm.
Like Crazy Larry from London or something?
Crazy Larry.
Yeah, it was Crazy Larry.
It was High Speed Larry. Hey, John Towner says, hey, Phil.
Cool.
Oh, that's right. We were in the studio, John.
Studio.
How does the place look? Pretty much the same?
No, it looks like somebody blew up a fucking Timmy McVeigh bomb in there.
It's trashed out?
It's not trashed out. It's just got so much fucking equipment now.
Well, it's because they have all the old analog equipment and then the new digital equipment, and they keep the old analog around for some reason. I don't know. It's just collecting dust. And the place is dirty.
And they got green screen there now, and they have Mike Lyons has a studio where he does video. He's got a bunch of Mac computers, and he's doing video. He's doing some MTV stuff. And Townie was doing some more students. I mean, not doing them, but...
Having his way. He was learning them, John.
Yeah. Yeah, he was learning them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They're plenty smart, too. They're plenty smart, them kids. Right.
So we got two songs in the can, John.
Right. Two songs in the can.
In the can.
You know what they are, Phil?
Would those be Kangaroo Court originals?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Good. Originals.
You would know them, too.
Which ones?
Resolution. Remember that one?
Yeah.
From the 2T2 days.
Yeah. And Bodyguard.
Good.
Now, here's a question for you, Phil, because Rick and I argued about this, and I couldn't remember. I say we did Shallow Grave with one of the students in there. Did we?
Yes, I think you're correct.
Yes! Did we do the Rat song, too?
I'm guessing on that, but I have all my tapes.
How about Daisy?
Days.
Did we do Daisy there?
Oh, man, I don't even remember that.
But Shallow Grave for sure.
Yeah, Shallow Grave for sure. With,
yes!
With a student with the substitute drums.
Yeah.
The sonar.
Right. Set. So that would have been with Mike, I believe. Long-haired Mike Lyons, right?
There was a guy, there was an assistant there, Brian.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if he was a student or not. This is all very fascinating for the other fellows.
Right, Scott and I over here spooning because we're tired.
On time there, John. How we doing on time?
We got 4 minutes till we hit 40.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about the songs we're going to play at the beginning of part two. Let's put the set list together.
All right.
What are you guys bringing? What are you bringing? I heard you practicing Too Drunk to Fuck.
Who's gonna sing it?
Yeah, you are. Scott is. Scott's
singing.
Right,
John.
It kind of depends on what Scott.
Can you
will sing
it, Scott?
I can barely play it, so I can't sing it.
I get a headache, but I'll sing it. I need you to print out the lyrics.
What?
I need you to print out the lyrics.
I told you my printer's toast. Here, man.
Oh, we'll just get them up on the screen.
Oh, maybe I can do it in code.
That's what Mr. Hubeck.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Hubeck. Now he's Mr. He's a teacher now in the high schools.
All right, so we got Too Drunk. Now, you said you were going to do a...
What with these homies?
Buddy Holly?
Yes.
Nice. What else you got?
Go.
Phil tried to teach me Jack-O-Lantern, or what was the name of that song?
No, Junkie Man.
Or something. I don't know how it went.
Oh, but I can print out the chords for you. I mean, it's you just play AD at the intro. That's it. AD.
That's what he said. He goes, guys used to just go crunching. And I'm like, why are you making me learn everything note for? Why do I have to woodshed it then?
I know he's out there. Oh, you're not playing it.
And he's like, Marty, listen to me.
We'll talk about that on break.
Listen to me, you sucker.
Well, do we want me to sing lyrics on Too Drunk to Fuck, or do we want to make that a contest song?
What do you mean?
Well, we can just record the... Or do you guys need the lyrics
for cues? I'm not
going to
know the changes, you dickweed. You know, we're not that professional.
Come on. How could you not know the changes?
Oh, like you... Oh.
How many times have you played it?
Listen to you. Come on.
Come on!
Listen to you, of all people.
What do you mean, of all people?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying, motherfucker. Wow.
Just make
I'm naturally
up.
Gifted, John.
Yeah, you sure are. You're built like an infant.
All right, well, the question was...
18 inches
okay,
and 9.5
Okay, is there any way
pounds.
To put scratch vocals on so we can remove them and put the MP3 out there for people to put their own vocals on and submit it back to us?
No.
Okay. All right, then.
It's going out, man.
A little bit of planning,
hey,
Scott.
Hey, John, I think I can signal you on the changes.
Yeah.
What else?
That's it, man.
We could do a catheter tune.
Three songs.
What about a catheter tune?
You know all the lyrics, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you can go to on the web and print the lyrics out to those catheter songs, right, John?
Yeah.
Like Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
Oh, Mrs. Butterworth.
That was the top hit.
My favorite was Witness.
Mrs. Butterbitch.
Oh, that reminds me.
Went to a party.
You guys did
I danced all night. I drank 16 beers and I started a fight.
Yeah.
But now I'm jaded. You're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs,
so
too drunk to fuck.
So you guys did a Christmas song, too.
Yeah, Silver Balls.
Yeah, that was a kick-ass Christmas song.
Cradle the Balls.
We, right, get, we can record that and then have Zach put the vocals on.
All right, let's get out of this, because I got to piss really bad.
And I need another beer.
All right, so stay tuned for the Catheter Reunion Jam part two.
We'll be right back.
Nice.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.